Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the market this morning. Our first number is 6.7 million. That's the number of posted U.S. private sector job openings in February, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The job openings tracked by the BLS do not include companies rehiring workers from furlough, and therefore represent a consistent measure of businesses' demand for labor. The latest figures represent a remarkable recovery from April last year, when private sector job openings fell below 4 million. In fact, it is the highest level of job openings since January 2019. In the past few downturns, the number of posted job openings fell by more than 40%, and then took years to recover. A distinctive feature of the pandemic downturn is that the subsequent recovery has been so rapid. Moreover, it has actually brought the economy back to a better place than it was before. The next number up is $7.5 trillion. That's the face value of all the U.S. investment-grade corporate bonds outstanding, according to a new analysis from CreditSights. Of that debt, about $4 trillion is rated BBB, the lowest investment-grade rating. Less than $1 trillion is rated AAA or AA. While American companies are comfortable using the bond markets, that's not the case in other advanced economies. In Europe, for example, there is only 2.7 trillion euros worth of investment-grade corporate debt, even though the economy is of comparable size to the U.S. The reason is that European companies are much more dependent on banks for financing rather than the bond markets. As in the U.S., about half of the European investment-grade corporate debt is rated BBB. Our last number is 7.5%. That's the unemployment rate in the European Union in February, according to new data from Eurostat. That's unchanged since November, and up only 1 percentage point from February 2020. Unlike the U.S., Europe responded to the pandemic by paying companies to keep workers on payrolls at lower wage rates. That has prevented the measured jobless rates there from rising much, unlike in the U.S. In France and Italy, the official jobless rate is almost unchanged compared to before the pandemic. But the low official unemployment rates don't reflect superior economic performance. The International Monetary Fund now forecasts that the U.S. will be about 1% larger in 2024 than the IMF had expected before the pandemic. By contrast, the expectations for Europe are now 1% lower than the pre-pandemic forecast. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.